When I left for work this morning, she was sitting on the couch flipping through magazines.
She's 20. She's finding herself.
How hard can it be? She hasn't moved.
Well, what were you doing at 20?
Me? I was getting a 4.0 in college. I was working 25 hours a week. I was volunteering at a suicide hotline. Get off the couch. Do something with your life.
Was it an assisted suicide hotline?
Your father's home from work.
Already? Must be nice. Daddy, my jaw won't stop crying.
Honey, did you try the off switch?
Of course I tried the off switch.
Really?
Sorry, I snapped. She's been like this all day.
There you go. That never worked on you.
Ha ha.
So, good news. Ann Gibbs actually wants to do a news segment on me.
What? Great news.
Isn't that exciting? They're going to send a whole team Friday, follow me around with a camera crew, then interview me at the homecoming game.
So listen, I kind of have a big favor to ask.
Okay.
Traditionally, the varsity coach and his wife cook a big pancake breakfast for the football team for homecoming.
I do not like where this is going.
Well, let me finish.
Okay, continue.
How would you feel if you and I cooked a big pancake breakfast for the varsity football team?
Did you think that that was a twist?
Mitchell, please.
No! No, unless you can convince Tom Brady to spend the night, I am not making breakfast for any football players. He is a football player, right?
Yes, it's the perfect reference. But, Mitchell, this is important.
So is my job. I have closing arguments on...